This is an interview with Miss Heather Fidian as part of my 1988 HSC Australian History option, which is on the impact of Fountain Gate Shopping Centre development to the historical property and homestead of Brecon, recorded on the 27th of September at Mrs. Fidian's home in Langmore Lane, Berwick. Firstly, when did your family enter the Berwick district, and in particular, your uncle?
Particularly,
our uncle came in 1937 and built Brecon.
Okay. And have you
lived in Berwick? I myself have lived in Berwick since 1964, but I have been connected with Brecon since, well, for 50 years.
50 years. And how have you been connected with Brecon?
Because my uncle's first wife was my mother's sister, so I'm a niece of John Lloyd by marriage.
By marriage. And you used to come and visit him in that 50 years?
Yes, quite regularly when I was a toddler, through school years. And then I lived there in 1960 when his first, at the end of 1960 when his first wife died, with my mother and father.
Right. When was Brecon built?
1937, according to me.
Different
according
to could you give me an indication about when Brecon was sold outside the Lloyd family, and can you remember who it was sold to?
Not really. 1982 was to be the auction, and then it was sold to a Barry someone who had a horse stud. But I can't really remember whether that was in 82 or 3.
Mm-hmm. And what was the land around the house used for when your uncle had it?
He used to have an Angus beef cattle stud, and he exhibited at the Royal Melbourne Show as well as local show. And it was really only cattle. And
cattle, right. And, what are your most fond memories about being at Brecon?
Space. Space, quietness, peace. Miles of emptiness, lovely.
From being, from coming from England.
I lived in the suburbs, yeah. So it was great to come out here to the country.
Yeah, the country.
Which no longer is country, is it?
No, getting that way. What do you think about the position Brecon's in now?
I don't like it.
Would you say you regret the development?
Well, it's a hard question, really. I regret, I suppose, that it's happened, but it must happen because of progress. Mm-hmm. I don't like progress, but then I'm older, so it makes it more difficult. But it seems sad, but I know it must happen. You can't halt progress.
Yeah. What is your opinion of the development at Fountain Gate Shopping Centre with all the shops going up and all that sort of thing?
Well, again, much the same. Progress must happen, but I don't like any of it really, but yeah. Then it's still got to happen, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's just not the Brecon I remember, but then nothing is ever the same as you remember.
What are your thoughts on the overall growth within the city of Berwick?
It's a shame. Has to be, but I wonder how far you've got to go before you can find anything.
Yeah. How Berwick's losing its country atmosphere?
It's lost its country atmosphere altogether, or its little village altogether.
Mm. You can't really refer it to a village anymore, can you?
No. Too much building, but where do people live? They're coming out of the town?
Yeah. It's a shame we're situated on the highway.
But at least the bypass has made a difference on the highway. You can get across the road now, before you couldn't get across the road.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you like to see happen to Brecon?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, judging by your photo taken in April, I think really that it would be better that it went somehow. I can't see that any good sitting there in amongst all those houses and clutter and development and
it really has gone downhill now, because looking at it today, like I went to it when the exhibition was on, and the gardens have deteriorated because of all the dust and the everything that's going on around it. They've just sort of, you know, eroded.
It's understandable, really, isn't it? Sitting there unused, it looks so lonely. It looks lonely. Their house, it looks really lonely. And if it's all in amongst all this development, well, I don't really want to pull down, but I think perhaps it might be better in the long run. You and I feel sad to see it sitting there in amongst all this when I can see it as I saw it, or as I've seen it over the years, with all this space.
You wouldn't like to see it turn into an art gallery, or a wedding reception.
Well, I suppose the thing, what's happening there, I suppose perhaps an art gallery, I think one stage of Boston being an art.
I don't know.
Or it was going to be used for some sort of... But I think it would have to be wrecked to make it an art gallery. No, I think it will really have to go much more of a dislike thought. I think it would have to.
What do you think of the design of the house? It's, looking at it today, I thought it was pretty unusual, the design. It seems to be... It's a real unusual one-sided design, real original design of the house. It's all these large spaces here and small spaces there. It's a really strange sort of setting.
Well, it's a very good workable setting. I like the design. And as I say, my family, consisting of three, lived there when my aunt died. And it was big enough for three of us plus John. Not to get under each other's feet.
Quite a big house. And the garden, they figure.
The gardens were beautiful, kept beautifully, and really lovely. And to get outside there and just walk around the garden, you want to just sunbathe or lie and listen to things, read a book.
Yeah.
It was lovely sitting out there, all you had was cattle mooing in the distance, no traffic moving by. Anything like that?
Yeah. I heard at one stage it was used as a croquet room.
Now that might have been, I can remember my aunt had a fair was run there at one stage. Must have been for the line of the hospital or, you know, some charity.
Yeah.
And I think part of it was put into a croquet lawn just for that afternoon or that weekend or whatever. I think they only played. Might have been, you may know more about than I do.
No, that's just what I heard in something like that. Sort of thing. That would be our mission. Is there anything you'd like to add? Great memories.
Oh, very good memories. Great memories, which will always stay with me. I've got a very soft spot for it. As it was, not as it is.
Yeah. Because it was your first, like, that would be your first impression of Berwick, wouldn't it? Just coming out from the city and saying it's Brecon, it was just like the first place you stayed.
Well, that's right. And then you'd come up to Berwick to do your shopping, or down to Narrewine, which consisted then of about three or four houses, a baker's, the post office, garage and butcher, and a general store, that's all. So it was great to go shopping, you know, to ride a horse down the post office.
It's changed now.
I wouldn't be so keen on riding it down the post office now.
No.
So they're very happy memories of those days, but I really didn't forget it as it is now.
You wouldn't like to go down and see it?
I went and saw it in the exhibition, but that was very painful.
To close my interview, I would like to thank Miss Fidian for a resourceful interview, which is greatly appreciated.